The VBA Performance Excellence Podcast with Dave Martin begins now.
Greetings, Virginia bankers. I'm Dave Martin, and I am happy to be back with you for just a few minutes today to talk about the value of experience. Now, few would question the fact that being experienced in a job or at a task is incredibly useful to an individual and the company he or she works for. An experienced workforce is one of the greatest competitive advantages any company can have. And yet, too many don't give enough thought to leveraging the experience of some for the benefit of all. A drive around a scenic lake a few weeks ago reminded me of a favorite analogy I made to bankers in past years. And I suppose it might have been my South Louisiana roots that had me using fishing examples in management discussions. On this day, anyway, I observed several boats scattered about. A few looked new and expensive. Others looked like they had been around for many seasons. I smiled, remembering a parallel I shared years ago to young bankers striving to improve their sales results. If you're a rookie fisherman, pay attention to the folks in the old boats. Yes, those new boats likely had sophisticated radars that can show you water depth and underwater terrain and even locate schools of fish. Now, there's no doubt those tools can increase the odds of catching fish. That said, I would usually trade great equipment for a 5-minute chat with someone in one of those old boats. These are folks who had fished these waters before many times. Heck, simply learning when the experienced folks were heading out and where they were heading tells you things a radar screen will not. I have a friend who used to say you had a good idea of what kind of day you were going to have on the water if you saw the old guys launching their boats. He said those guys didn't come here to ride around and get a tan. They're here on business. And it's true. Those experienced folks know a thing or two about when and where conditions are more favorable than others. They not only know how to fish, but also when, where, and with what. A little time with experienced fishermen can teach you things that might otherwise take months or years to learn on your own. Now, I'm not suggesting that marketing and sales is the equivalent of fishing. Fishing is about fooling something enough to hook it and get it in the boat. That's not what we do at all. Our world revolves around finding ways to put ourselves in the right places at the right times with intelligent approaches to connect with customers. Sometimes those approaches are face-to-face and sometimes they are through other means. Having team members who are new to business development activities get the opportunity to get at least a little mentoring from successful veterans can be as powerful as any training activity. Now, don't get me wrong, training programs are critical. Watch professional sports teams. They don't simply say, hey, watch what the old guys do and copy it. That said, it's the veterans on a team who can often do the best job of helping newer team members make sense of what they're being taught. Mentoring is not a substitute for structured training. It can, however, help make that training far more effective. And yes, mentoring requires time and energy from some of our most productive team members. That may be why many organizations fail to actively utilize it. Mentoring isn't exactly free training. However, at a time in which employee development and retention are as critical as any period in our history, encouraging and acknowledging mentorship from our most productive team members can help with both. Note also that being a mentor to others almost always benefits the person doing the mentoring. There's a great old saying that if you want to truly know something, teach it to others. Experienced folks who regularly teach others tend to remain on their game, so to speak. Teaching and discussing best practices tends to keep us executing best practices. Encouraging resilience in others tends to increase our own resilience. And taking the time to help someone on your team become better and more productive pays off in other tangible ways. Helping people become comfortable and productive in their roles sooner increases retention and tends to reduce burnout in sometimes understaffed teams. I would suggest that there are few individuals more valuable to any team, regardless of title or position, than those who mentor others. When we're all on the same team, we're all in the same boat. How valuable will you be this month? Until next time, Virginia bankers, I'm Dave Martin wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The VBA Performance Excellence Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.